I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Last time on Calling Darkness.
But I'm just tired of skirting around the issue like this.
And which issue would that be?
Mrs. Morwood's body. What if she's not dead?
Come again?
Why be such a bitch about it?
Excuse me? I'm the bitch here?
Crazy. Yes, you're the bitch.
I didn't actually call you a bitch.
I just meant
that. Now is not the time.
Shut the fuck up right now! I'm ashamed of you. We should be working together as part of a team.
Do you know what? I'm gonna have a bath.
Oh my god. Oh, at last. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Gloria? I really need to use the bathroom.
Go away, Cassie. I'm in the actual bath.
Oh, jeez. So much for teamwork. Hope I don't die.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so much better.
Who's there? Did you just watch me pee? Come on out from there. Ah! Mrs. Morwood?
I saw everything.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Guys, 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 guys! I found Mrs. Morwood.
I must meet again soon. I must feed. I hunger.
Oh, goody, I'm back. Well, I mean, I never left. That's not really how it works, but you know what I mean. Back to Crow House, back to our girls who are still trapped inside waiting for Phineas to return and the police to come and rescue them. Back to keeping an eye out for strange occurrences, peculiar phenomenon, and anyone else who might be lurking in the shadows or behind a door or a shower curtain. Speaking of lurking, where is everybody? Why can't people just stay put where I leave them? Honestly. I mean, it's a big house and I only have so many hours in the day, don't I? How far can six girls go, really? Let's see. Oh wait, found one. There's Gloria, still in the bath, with a wet sponge in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Oh wow, she has been in there a while, hasn't she? Look at her. She looks like a shrimp. Adorable. Now, it's a basic law of the universe that someone will always ring the doorbell when you're taking a bath, am I right? Yeah, I'm right. So, with that in mind, shall we leave her to it? I have a feeling she'll be out of that tub before too long.
Get out of the bath, Gloria. The water is nearly cold now. Come on, you can do it. Just stop talking to yourself and get out of the bath, woman. Wait, is that the doorbell? That's it. It must be Phineas or the police. Finally, my ticket out of here. Wait, where the hell is everyone else? Why is no one answering the door? I'm literally surrounded by bloody useless... Oh, for God's sake, there's no bathrobe in here, is there? Bloody typical. Oh. Oh, don't worry. Gloria will sort it out. Gloria can answer the door, even though she's half naked. Sure thing! Can someone answer the door? No? Thanks a lot, guys. Come on, come on. Where's my bra? All right, I'm dressed, I'm coming. Just a second, please. All right, I'm coming. Jesus, keep your knickers on. Well, it's about time, Phineas. Where the hell have you been? Oh.
Good evening. I understand you're in need of a priest.
Well, hubba hubba. I'm sorry, I am not usually the damsel in distress type, but if this is the rescue effort, then lock me in a dragon-guarded high tower and call me princess. I'm sorry, what? What? What was I saying? Never mind. Whew, anyway. If you were expecting Phineas to be at the door, then you'd be wrong. It is not Phineas. It is a tall man, dressed in black and sporting a white dog collar. And oh, would you look at Gloria's face already? Hands off, sister, I called first dibs.
Wow. Hi. Nice to meet you. No. Wait. What? Who even are you? Where's Phineas?
Yeah, I'm here, Gloria. Don't freak out. It is Gloria, right? I didn't really have time to get all the names straight earlier. Anyway, I'm back. I told you I would be.
Phineas, thank God. We were worried about you. Did you call the police? Are they coming? And who... Who's this guy?
I didn't call them exactly. No, I brought a friend instead, though.
Well, now seems as good a time as any to introduce myself. I'm Father Montgomery.
What? Why? Why wouldn't you call the police, Phineas? God, do I literally have to do everything around here?
Well, it's nice to meet you, too. Are you okay? You seem a little... wet.
I was taking a bath, okay?
At a time like this? With everything that's been going on?
Never mind that. Now, no offense, Mr. Priest, but how are you going to help us? We need a little more than 3 Hail Marys right now. We need police. We need... Actually, I don't know what we need.
Relax. Sit down. Let me explain. Look, I didn't think the cops were going to be able to help you, not based on what I'd seen so far. This isn't really a conventional situation exactly, is it? So, Father Montgomery and I, well, we have experience in the area.
And what area is that, then?
You know what? It's probably better if we come in and explain it to you all at once.
Yes, it's late and cold out here, Gloria. Can we come in?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could be anyone. This could be another evil trick the house is playing on us. I'm sorry, but... Do you have any identification?
Identification? As in, a priest ID?
I guess so, yeah. Like I said, you could be anyone, really.
Well, I have my Bible with me. Will that do?
Yes, that'll do nicely. Hand it over, please. Well, I guess it seems legitimate.
Have you ever even looked through a Bible before just now?
Actually, I have, thank you very much. Once, at Sunday school, right before I got kicked out.
Look, I didn't have to come here at all. Phineas called and I came. Now, are you going to let us in or not?
Well, really, what have we got to lose at this point? Are you any good at making pasta?
Huh?
Never mind.
So, would you like our help or not?
You'd better come in, Father. Come and meet the others.
Thank you.
Well, I must say, for a man of the cloth, well, whew! Can we get a window open over here? It's hot in the house all of a sudden. I'm sorry, I know it's not professional, and I don't want to be one of those women, but honestly, his eyes. Did you see his eyes? I'm sorry, I'm not sure what came over me. Okay, right, I think I just need to step away for a moment and collect myself. Shall we go and find the others? Maybe just one last look, just a quick peek. Man, I do not know what it is about that white collar, but he is working it. Okay. Oh, boy. Get a hold of yourself, woman. Okay, so. Really now, let's go find the others. Off we go. And mind that step. It's a bit tricky. There you go.
You guys! You guys! I found Mrs. Morwood!
Guys! Did you hear me? I said I found Mrs. Morwood. She's not dead.
What?
What do you mean she isn't dead?
I knew it. I knew it was a hoax.
I really had to go, if you know what I mean. And then I tried to use the bathroom closest to us, but Gloria wouldn't let me in. And then it got so urgent, I just had to go upstairs. And when I was in there, I heard this, like, heavy breathing. And there she was, you guys. She was just kind of standing there in the shower behind the curtain, looking, well, I mean, she was in bad shape, but she was standing upright and talking and stuff.
I have to go to her.
No! No, Annabelle, I wouldn't. There's something not quite right about her, you know? Like she's a few muffins short of a baker's dozen or something. Maybe the fall, I don't know. She was kind of scary and kind of gross. Like, I'm not sure everything was quite in the right place on her body. I think we should wait for Phineas and then go together, maybe.
Scary? She shouldn't be able to talk at all.
What do you mean, kind of gross?
Well, She looked like she'd been thrown out of a top-story window, I guess. She was kind of red and sticky, and she looked really pissed.
Special effects and makeup. I told you guys. I told you.
Mariella, what did she say exactly?
None of it made much sense. She was talking about her husband, something about bringing women back to the house, something about sins, and something about one of us being next.
Being next? What do you mean? Like, a threat?
I don't care about any of this. Mrs. Morwood is like family to me. I just want to see her with my own two eyes and check that she's okay.
I'm not sure that's a good idea, miss.
Oh, who's that?
Excuse me? Who the hell are you?
And what the hell are you doing in my house?
The language you girls use, honestly.
Oh, it gets way worse, trust me.
Finn! I'm so happy you're back. I didn't think things could get any weirder after you left, but I'm just glad you're back.
Hey, Cass. Yeah, no, I had to wait for Montgomery. I'm sorry.
Don't get too excited, girls. Phineas decided, in his infinite wisdom, not to call the police.
What?
You mean they're not coming?
Why?
Why?
Oh, really? I sick and scum. Don't go no gal, it's...
Listen, girls, for just a minute, okay? I know you were expecting the cops, but honestly, I don't think they're going to be able to help you out right now. Okay, I mean, none of this is exactly normal, is it?
What do you mean they can't help? Someone attacked my housekeeper. We all saw it.
Okay, yeah, but Let's take stock for a moment, shall we? I mean, look, it's not every day that you see a dead body spread across the ground only to completely magically disappear in a cloud of screaming birds, now is it? And when you add to that the weird voices on the phones, the fact that Mariella and Gloria were nearly eaten by a strange mud pool in the garden, and oh yeah, my car being inexplicably full of dead frogs only moments after I drove it here, then, I don't know, maybe I'd be inclined to think you have a problem of paranormal persuasion, wouldn't you say? I mean, I know that this isn't what you want to hear, but guys, I really think something supernatural is in this house.
No, no, no. I keep telling you all, it's all a hoax.
Then why can't you leave?
You were there. You saw. We tried. It's just the mud or quicksand or whatever. They've got the place rigged. I'm telling you, this is all just a stupid prank. Mrs. Morwood isn't even dead. Cassie saw her.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What?
Yes. Turns out you being a total witch about me using the bathroom turned out okay in the end.
Cassie.
Don't worry about it, Gloria. Did you have a nice bath?
I'm not sure that's important right now, Cass. What I'm trying to say is this. Just look at the evidence. There are strange noises in the house, a dead woman who isn't actually dead, weird things with animals, voices in the dark. It seems pretty conclusive to me. I've got some experience with the paranormal, and so is my friend here. Montgomery, introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Father Montgomery. I specialize in exorcisms and the banishment of dark, unseen, malevolent forces.
Try fitting that on a business card.
You don't look much like a priest. Your hair? Well, that's a lot of hair gel. That's all I'm saying. My priest back home doesn't use hair gel.
Don't worry, I'm the real deal. Try to look past the hair gel if you can. It's not an indication of how devout I am.
Well, actually, it's a good thing he's got it so under control. Because we're in a pretty hairy situation right now, am I right, guys?
I worry about you, Cassie.
All I'm saying is that I know priests, and you don't look like one.
Do you want to check my priest ID, too?
Priest ID? Like, that's not a thing, is it? Or what? You're gonna wave your Bible at me? Okay.
Never mind. Phineas called me instead of the cops because, well, we think.
Based on experience?
Well, to be blunt, you have a problem of demonic proportions.
What?
What?
Go away!
Hello? Pizza delivery? Someone order a pizza? It's getting cold out here, guys.
Did anyone order pizza?
I wish. Would have been better than the pasta we had.
No, that's not possible. None of the phones work.
It must be a mistake. A wrong address or something.
Well, I'm not getting the door this time. It's someone else's turn.
The last time I left this room, I found a dead woman hiding behind a curtain. Just saying, guys. Not it.
I chipped a nail.
That doesn't affect your feet, dude.
It was a toenail.
Well, I mean, I would go, but my asthma is really playing up today. I'm not sure running up and down the stairs is good for me.
Can't we send them in? I feel like we've been through enough already.
Oh, yeah. Send them in. What century is this again?
Look, if you could all just stop bickering for 1 second. I'll go. Everyone else, stay here. Det var sgu da utroligt så dogne og udulige folk er.
Gloria, close your mouth. You're almost drooling.
What? What do you want about?
You and the so-called priest checking each other out. It's gross.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm doing no such thing. He does have very blue eyes, though.
He's celibate, Gloria. Well, he's supposed to be, anyway.
Well, it's more of a challenge then, isn't it?
Don't make me get the hose, Gloria. The man is married to God, and he's trying to help us. Or had you forgotten about this supposed demon?
Yeah, I mean, how can you possibly feel horny at a time like this?
horny. Like a demon.
Cassie, I swear to God.
Oh, that one was quite funny, actually.
Hey, Gloria. Maybe it's time for another bath? Like, a cold one this time, perhaps.
Screw you, Bridget.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Come on, would you? I ain't got all day, you know.
Who's there?
Hello, my dear. Don't you worry about answering the door. I'll get that. Best you run along now. Run right along. Run, run, run.
Mr. Mower!
At your service, dear.
Hey, quit wasting my time. I can hear you in there.
Are you going to hurt him?
He has been marked. Now run along.
This wasn't part of the deal. People weren't supposed to get hurt. They were just supposed to serve you.
I said run along!
A lot!
Come on, man. I got more deliveries to make. Open up.
Can I help you?
Well, it's about time. All right, I got a jumbo-sized stuffed crust Hawaiian here with extra pineapple on the top.
Did you say pineapple?
You got a problem, take it up with the store. I'm just the delivery guy. Now, are you gonna take this or not?
Pineapple?
Yeah, you dumb or something? Now, just take the pizza.
Oh no, this won't do at all. Not one bit.
Look, man, I don't have time for this. Just take the goddamn pizza.
Who puts pineapple on pizza, boy?
Hey, this way. It was coming from the front door. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh my God. Who the hell is that?
God. And what the fuck has he done to that pizza boy?
Oh my God. He's been folded in half, you guys. Like a calzone.
He stuffed him in the pizza box. Oh no. What's going on here? Why did you bring me here, Phineas?
Oh,
I can't take much more of this. I want to go home.
Is that you? But it can't be.
Hello, Annabelle, dearie. Long time no see. Feeling peckish at all? Never mind. I know someone who is. Ta-ta for now, my darling.
Did he just fucking disappear?
Yeah, he does that. Careful not to get him on your shoes. It took me ages to wipe him off last time.
Oh my god. He's taken the body with him. Look! Everything just vanished into thin air.
I'm going mad. I'm going crazy. That's all that's happening here. I'm going mad. Bonkers. I'm going bananas. I must be. Or I'm drunk. Maybe. That's it. That's gotta be it. Yes. I'm having a nightmare. Too much cheese and port before bed. That's the only explanation I can think of. I don't understand what else could this possibly be, because there is no fucking pizza guy in a box, and there is no crumbly landscaper guy in one floor. I can't.
Okay. Time out. Time out, everybody. Seriously? Seriously, guys? You've ruined pizza for me, like, forever. And don't even talk to me about calzone. Who can I speak to about this? I'm pretty sure that this kind of thing is not in my job description, okay? Okay. Okay. But man, I hate these parts. So graphic. Gross. Anyway, shouldn't forget why I'm here. Haven't done a head count in a while, and with all these people coming and going, it makes some sense to take stock while everybody is gathered in the same place at least. So, one paranormal investigator and one sexy priest, check. Oh, by the way, have you seen the priest's arm span? That guy just works out, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, moving on. One undead housekeeper, Mrs. Morwood, where is she? Where is she? Oh, there, lurking in the attic, check. Wait, is that a phone she's holding? Did she call for pizza? Well, never mind. Guess that's not important right now. She's been kind of quiet this time around, though. It's always the quiet ones you have to watch, my mama said. And of course, where there is one undead Morwood, the other undead Morwood is bound to follow. And wouldn't you know it, here comes the mister right now, headed for the attic with that poor pizza boy all bent out of shape under one arm. Ugh, look. Pizza box is all soggy with blood and ugh.
Oh, that's nasty. What is he gonna do with that anyway?
Never mind, I guess. One thing at a time. So that leaves Annabelle, Gloria, Bridget, Cassie, Mariella, check. That doesn't sound right. Surely there should be... Oh, yes, of course. How could I forget? Our little Danish pastry Nadia. Where on earth has she gotten to? Excuse me while I go and snoop around a bit. Can't have these girls wandering off on their own all the time. They'll be getting me into trouble. Back soon.
Holy fucking shit, Finn. What kind of place have you brought me to? What is this?
Are you even allowed to say that?
And he said our language was bad.
I'm sorry. I've never seen... Oh, man. I mean, did you see that? He folded in half oh, holy fucking shit.
Are you sure you're a real priest? I thought you had experience in this, stuff.
No, I am. I mean, I do. But I've never seen, well, never this savage. I mean, most of our former clients have been, you know, low-level possessions. Vomiting, bad language, maybe speaking in tongues, things getting moved around in the night. Not like this.
Enough! Montgomery, get a hold of yourself. This is not helping anyone. Look, we've all seen proof now. Is anyone in any doubt? Anyone need any more evidence?
Oh, I'll never be able to eat pizza again.
I said Is anyone in any doubt?
No.
So we're agreed. There's a demonic entity in your house, Annabelle.
Great. So, what do we do?
Well, that's a hell of a question. But before we come up with something, we need to understand what we're dealing with here.
Well, you're the experts. You tell us. What are we dealing with?
Well, I don't know for sure. Not yet. I need to get my equipment, take some readings. I have everything I need in my car. Or at least, I did. I haven't really checked it since the whole frog thing happened.
We don't much care what it is, Finn. We just want to know how to get rid of it. Otherwise, we just have to sit here and wait while it picks us off, one by one.
Not necessarily. Without knowing too much about it, I can tell you this. You summoned it, so you gotta get rid of it. Banish it. Cast it out.
Wait, what? We summoned it?
What's he talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, demons don't just materialize out of thin air. They have to be invited. You know, summoned, called.
And you think we did that? Why on earth would we do something like that? I go to church. My family is a good Christian family. I've never been so insulted in my life.
Don't look at me. I'm Baptist.
Well, I'm an atheist, so that rules me out.
I didn't say you did it on purpose. That much is obvious.
You mean we accidentally summoned a demon overlord?
Oh my god, his face. That poor boy's face. I can't.
Guys, the book. The book!
The book? What book?
Of course, the book. Don't you remember? We read from it, and that's when all of this started.
Oh, of course. The Danish poetry book. Nadia made us all read from it, together.
Oh, Lord. And you agreed?
She said it was a Danish thing. And I, for one, wanted to go on record that I suggested Romeo and Juliet.
But it was Nadia's book. She's my cousin. She wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
Oh, really? So where is she then?
Well, she was here a moment ago. I saw her.
You do realize she hasn't been here since she went to answer the door, right?
Well, that doesn't matter right now. What matters is that book. Sounds like she used it as a portal key.
What now?
I'll explain later, but my guess is that the book is the demon's corporeal link to this plane, to Earth. I have a hunch that we're gonna need to trap him back in the portal book, or destroy it. There's a ritual. Like I said, I have all my equipment in my car. Do you agree, Father?
What he said?
Which means we have to find that book.
I'm not saying I agree with you, or believe in any of this stuff. But I think the easiest way to find the book is to find Nadia.
Well, that can't be too difficult. I mean, the house has only got so many floors and rooms. We'll find her quicker if we split up.
No, I don't think so.
No, thank you.
No way. Not a good idea.
Okay, fine. No splitting up. Clearly have no problem ganging up on me. We'll go in groups, we'll search the house. Each group will take one floor each. We look for Nadia, we look for the book. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, let's go.
Guys, you kind of left me behind. Guys, hello? Oh, who cares? It's all gone to shit anyways. It was only supposed to be acting lessons. Oft expectation fails. How does it go again? And most oft. There where most it promises. And oft it hits where hope is coldest.
Where hope is coldest.
And despair most fits. Who's there? Who is that? Oh God! Hands in the wall, reaching for me!
Ah! Come and join the women in the walls, little one. Mr. Mortis will have such a nice collection of little sinners. Won't you join them? Sins sitting behind the wallpaper was a perfect place to hide dirty little secrets like you. Come. Come!
You know, I'm not sure that I want this job anymore. That chick just flat out disappeared into walls like she was heading to Narnia for tea and cake with Mr. Tumnus. And that might have been even worse than the pizza guy thing. Almost. Maybe. And in the meantime, the others have split up all over the house, which means it's going to take me forever to track them all down next time, as if my feet aren't sore enough. And I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted, frankly. Let's just leave them to play their little game of hide-and-seek, shall we? At any rate, I know where Nadia is. She's in the attic with Mr. and Mrs. Morwood and what's left of our pizza guy. Wait. And what's that they're looking at, holding up like it's a precious Ming Dynasty vase? I do believe it might be the book that Phineas wants to destroy. Well, of course it is, otherwise what are we paying these writers for? Wait, we're not paying them? Okay. Wow, that explains a lot, doesn't it? See you next time, guys.
You've been listening to Calling Darkness, an audio drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amor. Cassie by Allison Brandt, Mariella by Victoria Wan, Annabelle by Desdemona Howard, and Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Phineas is played by Dan Zapula. Father Montgomery is played by Owen McEwen. Mrs. Morwood is played by Erin B. Lillis, and Mr. Morwood by David Cummings. Pizza Boy is played by Matthew Bradford. And last, but by no means least, our Demon Overlord is played by Graham Rowett. This episode was written by Gemma Amor, produced by Christina Manente and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcom and Brandon Boone. Intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers, David Cummings and Alex Aldea, and our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com. Find us on Twitter, @CallingPodcast, or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little bit helps, and every little bit allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully, many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for Episode 5, Women in the Wallpaper.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.